Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got our guest in for this now, haven't we, Maggie?
We have the lovely Kate Fyshe. Good afternoon, Kate.
Good afternoon, Maggie, and thank you so much for asking me on.
It's a pleasure to have
you. Can I get you a little bit closer to the microphone, please?
Certainly. Is that better?
Yeah, that'll be fine. I'll crank you up a little bit and you'll be fine.
Don't crank her up.
Never been cranked up before.
Well, there you go. And you're here to talk to us about some plays that you are directing?
I'm involved in directing one of... It's a double bill.
Right. Right.
We're calling it Double the Funny.
Yeah.
It's Brenton versus Brenton and Last Panto in Little Grimley.
Yes.
Both written by David Tristram, who's a very popular playwright for amateur groups. I think some of his things have been done on the island before.
I think they have,
very
These are one-act plays, are they?
They're 2 one-act plays, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. And these are at the Apollo Theatre in Newport.
They're at the Apollo Theatre in Pyle Street in Newport. And they go up on Friday of this week, Friday and Saturday of this week, and Tuesday to Saturday of next week.
Ooh, oh, right. Wow. Okay. Got lots of performances then.
Oh, yes. It's quite a long run. But the cast are pretty good, you know. They manage to keep going all the way.
I'm sure they do.
So you've got... How many people are in the versus Benton versus...
There are six. That's a cast of six.
Right.
Ours is a cast of four. And I think what people forget is that although you may not have many people on stage, every production will require... seven people backstage?
I bet, yeah.
9 people front of house.
Yeah.
And that's not including the people who build the sets and make the costumes before we actually go up.
Yeah.
So, and all of these people are volunteers. So, you know, it involves a lot of skills. And we always welcome people to join us and share their skills.
Yeah. And it's fascinating stuff.
It's just Brenton versus Brenton. Now, it says in the press release I've got here, it's a parody of US soap operas like Dallas and Dynasty.
That's right. It's set in a Chicago advertising agency in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And all I can say is that shoulder pads feature in this show as well.
But I think those two American soaps were famous for the shoulder pads.
Yes.
That's right. Well, you won't be disappointed if you come and see our pads.
So that's that one. And then you've got the Last Panto in Little Grimley, which is basically what it says on the tin, isn't it?
It is indeed. It's about a village hall amateur dramatic society who are struggling in many ways. They're struggling for members, they're struggling for audiences, so the panto is their last hope of getting things going.
Right, good.
There are 4 people on stage, but my gosh, they make you feel as if there are crowds of thousands at times.
Well, that's good. Okay. Now, just guessing at this, do they have to pretend that they are in character, they're being bad amateur dramatic actors?
That's right. And it's one of the things that's very difficult. It's very difficult to act badly or to sing badly.
Yes. Mm.
But my cast have come up with the goods, I assure you.
That just shows the level of skill, doesn't it?
It does.
Because if you've got... It's a bit like the old Les Dawson not playing the piano properly.
Yes.
It takes work. Yeah.
I am playing the right notes, but not in the right order.
But that's an interesting one. So these are on. They're both on together. I mean, not one after the other. So you've got the first one, the interval, then the next one.
That's right. So, but the show should be finished by about 10 o'clock. So people, you know, won't be out too late. But of course, we do have a lovely bar.
You
do. They want to linger afterwards.
Yes.
So, and you have reasonably priced.
It
as well.
Is. And you have both alcoholic and non-alcoholic and. Teas and coffees and
ice creams in the interval.
Oh,
ice cream! You got me there now. Now, how much is it to get into these?
All tickets are £10, apart from the students and people who are unaged who can get in for £5.
That's not bad.
So, is that cover both the plays, or is it £10 for each play?
Oh no, that's for the whole evening's entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Very good value.
Very good value for money.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just thought I'd ask.
Oh yeah.
So it's Brenton versus Brenton, the Last Panto in Little Grimley.
Yes.
Starting this Friday, opening this Friday.
Yes.
Your opening night nerves?
No, the cast of, but we've got our final dress rehearsal tomorrow.
All right.
But no, the cast have worked very, both casts have worked very hard on their lines.
There's probably still nothing quite like that opening night, though, is there?
No, I shall be sitting, I shall be watching, and I will have my fingers firmly crossed.
I'm sure you will.
But you were saying earlier on off air about some of the profits going elsewhere.
Yes, it's a difficult time of year for everybody, but one of our cast members is hosting a Ukrainian refugee family.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to us that those people in particular might like a little extra support.
Yeah.
So we've decided we're going to give a percentage of the box office to the Ukrainian and other refugee families on the island via Community Action, who are actually upstairs in this very building.
Yes, they are. Probably sitting above us right now.
Yes. So, and in addition to that, the Apollo Youth Theatre are doing Rudy's Christmas Cracker on the 22nd to the 24th of December, and we're inviting the children of those families to come and watch that with us.
Oh, how lovely.
Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't it? Yes.
Now, in case you weren't sure, where is the Apollo Theatre? We keep saying the Apollo Theatre in Newport, and you said to us before we came on air
Apollo
that
Street,
you still run into people who didn't know where it was.
That's right. It's surprising how many people say, oh, yes, I've never been there. Where is it? It's in Pyle Street, the lower half of Pyle Street, right next door to the county press office.
Yes, it is indeed.
It looks from the outside like a church because it was at one time a Methodist church.
Right.
Which means our acoustics are fantastic.
The acoustics are good. It's already got an upstairs circle.
And we have a balcony.
Yeah, balcony. That's the right phrase. I was looking for a balcony.
Yes.
Yes, you do indeed.
It's not the hugest theatre, but it's lovely.
No, but it's comfy.
It's
and
lovely.
We like to think we're small but perfectly formed.
Yes, you are. But it's a nice size space because if you're doing, I know I'm not trying to belittle the actors, if you're doing a play with four people on the stage, it feels a bit more intimate if you've got a smaller theatre. And it's a bit of a better experience, I think, for the audience.
Yes, I think so. And of course, we're very lucky because we have a properly raked auditorium. That means it's on a slope, which means that everybody can see. You don't have to peer around people with large heads or small hats.
Oh, I know that problem. I've been there before. So it's at the Apollo Theatre. It's £10 for average price,
which for the whole evening.
Concessions are £5, and it's starting this Friday, which is the 2nd of December.
What
time?
And people can book online at apollo-theatre.org.uk or by ringing 210-010 and leaving a message there.
And what
or
time does
they
it all
can
begin?
Call in. They can call in at the theatre. We have a coffee morning every Saturday that people are welcome to attend, and they can pick up tickets there.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Or in person from the box office on the night of the performances.
Right. Okay.
And what time does performances start?
7:30.
7:30. So get there a bit early. You can have a nice little drink, coffee or whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, we're open from 6:30, so the bars have tea, coffee.
We'll sit there and have a chat.
Well, you go in the bar, then you go across this little path into the theatre, don't you?
That's right.
It's
fascinating.
It's quirky.
Place.
I like it.
Yes,
it's quirky. Yeah, you get and then to get to the upstairs, you have to go past the box office and then up the stairs again.
That's right. Yeah. It's because we, as well as the theatre, we bought the adjoining house.
Yes.
So we're sort of linked with a corridor, really.
Yeah. Yes. No, it's a lovely little theatre. If you've not been to it, please go, because it's worth supporting these venues.
It is.
It's worth, a lot of hard work goes into doing these productions. And I bet you, because I've been to some productions at the Apollo and many other places on the island, you won't get a better performance in the West End.
No.
You really wouldn't.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
And you won't pay anything like West End prices either.
No.
Oh, no. We're very pleased to say that we think we are excellent value.
Yes.
And as well with this particular production, as well as enjoying yourself and having a good night out.
Yes, a good night out.
Good cause.
For you're supporting a good cause and you're not spending an awful lot of money.
So they're both comedy.
Oh, they're both comedies. Yeah. Yes, I think at this time, I think at the moment everybody could do with a lift.
I think they could.
You could do with a laugh. So 210-010 will get you the box office phone number, and it's apollo-theatre.org.uk.
That's right.
To book your tickets.
7:30
this Friday, and then next week.
And then next week.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
And we hope it all goes well.
I'm sure.
You crossed your fingers there when you...
Not that I'm superstitious. And I hope you will be coming to see it yourself.
We will endeavour to.
We will endeavour to. Thank you very much indeed.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.